Hello and welcome to this joyful occasion that we have to study the Bible. We are glad, we're joyful, and we are thankful unto God that we have time to study His Word today. And our lesson today is going to be about being a fickle Christian. We do not want to be a fickle person. Now, fickle means you change frequently as regards to loyalty or affection. Our interest. Your interest changes, your affection changes, and that's what we want to avoid. We do not want to be a fickle Christian. And there are cases of it in the Bible. One of the cases of people being fickle was the children of Israel. They were led, of course, as you know, out of the Egyptian bondage, which was cruel and inhumane, really. They were killing the male children of the Hebrew parents. It was horrible. It was terrible. And God, through the hand of Moses and Aaron, his assistant, led the children of Israel out of that miserable condition. And when they got out of that miserable condition, they began to sing a song. And they sang the song of victory. In Exodus chapter 15, they crossed through the Red Sea, and the Bible says in verse 1, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea, the depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become victorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy." And that song just goes on through the chapter. It was a song of victory, and the children of Israel were so glad they were leaving that old horrible land of Egypt and going to a better land. They were out of their bondage and they were out of their oppression, and now they were free and singing and glad and happy. But not long after that, matter of fact, in the very next chapter, that was Exodus 15. In Exodus 16, they're singing an entirely different song. They're singing the blues. Listen to this. "And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt." 15th day of the second month. "After they sang that song of great victory, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." The children of Israel went from singing a great song of victory to the next moment they're griping and complaining about their food. Now that's a fickle people. At one point they're glad to be out of Egypt, and at another point they would like to go back. They actually wanted to go back into the land of Egypt. Now God doesn't want us to be like that. No, not at all. Then when they reached Mount Sinai, God gave them the law. And God spoke directly to the people. And when he spoke to them, the people were afraid. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 18, all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They said unto Moses, "Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die." And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not." And so they were afraid of God. And then they received the law of the Old Testament. And in Exodus 24, they said, "This law is the law that we will do." Exodus 24 and 3, "And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, 'All the words which the Lord hath said, we will do.'" And of course, that included having no graven images before them. Well, they were still at Mount Sinai when Exodus 32 begins, And in Exodus 32, they make a golden calf. They cast a golden calf and begin to worship it and offer sacrifices unto it. The children of Israel were fickle, and God was angry at their fickleness. First of all, they were fickle about their loyalties to God. They were glad to be out of Egypt, but then they were unhappy to be out of Egypt. And in one moment they said, "We will do what God says to do," and in the next moment, they're not doing what God said to do. That's fickle. And God was upset with them. God did not like that. Brethren, we are in a real world. And at one point, we may be all glad about something, about being a Christian. We may be glad about going to heaven. And then in the next moment, we'll be sad. We'll be miserable and disappointed and dejected. We'll be fickle. That's what this lesson is about. There's no reason for that. There's no reason for us to be fickle and switching back and forth and one day loyal to God and happy and joyful, and then the next day we're griping and complaining about something. We're living in a real world. And what happens is our faith is tested. And when it is tested, we do not like it. And we've got to be careful about that because it upsets God. You know, it's a deadly shift. When they said, "We will do what your word says to do," and then they shifted and made a golden calf, that was a deadly shift. They became lost. And they turned from going to heaven, and they turned to going to hell. People are like that. People will lose their grip on the truth. They will be convinced of it one moment, and then the next moment, they will want to give it up. That's fickleness. Changing frequently as regards to loyalty. That's what it is. And that's what the children of Israel did. They changed frequently concerning their loyalty to the Lord. Now, this can happen in our homes. A husband can love his wife dearly and completely when they are married, and then wait a few years and he may grow tired. He's not in love with her anymore the way he used to be. Women are the same way. They can love a man and think they love him completely, but then in a few years, they're tired of him, and they want to change. Now, some people, they're fickle. And some people go through many changes with their spouse. There have been people who've been married 8 times. There have been people who've been married 9 times. They just cannot be satisfied. They'll get a husband or get a wife and love one another, but then they'll stop loving one another. They'll find someone else. And this happens many, many times. And when you start doing that, you're in dangerous territory. You're turning toward the world and not toward God. Romans 7 verses 2 and 3 says that a woman is married to her husband so long as he liveth. That's God's will. And you don't need to be fickle in your home. We do not need to be like the children of Israel, where we're happy one minute and singing songs of victory one minute, and then we're singing the blues the next moment. This is truly amazing how quickly people can change. They can change from being very happy to being very sad. Now, the Bible teaches us to be content with what things that we have. Having food and raiment, the Bible says, be content. Don't be fickle. Don't be happy one moment, then unhappy at another moment. We need to learn to be content and to be happy with what God has given to us. And stop being like the children of Israel and fussing and complaining about everything. No, God wants us to find contentment. I want to read that verse to you. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse number 8 says, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. God wants us to be content. Some people are so very fickle. They will change in a moment. They change at the drop of the hat. The golden calf was an example how the children of Israel changed their loyalties from God to a golden calf. So very fickle. And that change did not help their relationship with God. And that changing did not help them to get to the promised land. It hindered them. Well, let's talk about Jesus and his disciples. Let's go to John chapter 6. Here's a people that didn't get to hear what they wanted to hear. They had eaten the bread and the fish that Jesus had supplied. He had fed them, and so they kept on following him because he had fed them. And Jesus was not going to keep on feeding them. And so he finally says, I'm the bread of life. John 6 and verse 58, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given of him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They wouldn't walk any longer with him. They were fickle. As long as they were getting the bread and the fish, they were fine. But when he started saying things they didn't agree with, then they left. You know, when people don't hear cotton candy preaching, they hear some strong preaching, then they leave. They leave because the Bible doesn't say what they want it to say. That's what happened to John the Baptist in Matthew 14. He was preaching to Herod and Herodias, and he said something they did not, or she did not like. He said, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." When he said that, that was a hard saying to them. And when he said that, then she did not desire him to live any longer. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." And for that reason, he got locked up into prison. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitudes because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here the head of John Baptist in a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for his oath's sake and for them which set it meet. He commanded it to be given her. They sent and beheaded John in the prison. People are fickle. They'll listen to God's word as long as it doesn't offend them. But the moment it offends them, they don't want to hear it any longer. He had a hard saying. His hard saying was, "You got to give up your mate." And people do not want to hear those kinds of things. They don't want to hear, "Give up your drinking, give up your dancing, give up your immodesty, give up your gambling, give up your cussing, give up your lustfulness." They don't want to hear that. And so the Bible is not going to always say what people want it to say. They want it to say, "Come as you are, keep on living like you are, don't have to change anything, just live as a sinner. You was a sinner before, just continue to be a sinner now." But when someone says, "You got to quit that sinning," then they do not like to hear that. They do not like to hear of hell and being lost and false doctrines being taught. Those are hard sayings. People are fickle. They'll listen to the Bible as long as the Bible says what they like it to say. But when it says something they don't like, then they turn on the preacher or they just leave the church. We've got to be loyal. We can't be fickle. We've got to realize what the Bible teaches and hold fast to it. Being fickle doesn't help us out. It doesn't help us get to heaven. Peter was fickle one time. In Matthew 26, Jesus said, "You're all going to be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter answered and said unto him, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter said unto him, "Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee." Likewise also said all the disciples. But at the end of that chapter, we find that Peter denied Jesus three times. He finally used an oath and swore and said, I don't know him. And that's when the rooster crowed and he went out and wept bitterly. Now he thought he was going to be strong. But listen, we live in a real world. And you're really going to have pressures on your faith. And will you stand? Will you stand up and be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ? Or will you be like Peter and deny him? As long as he was with Jesus, He was strong, and he said, no, even if I have to die, I'll not deny you. He was strong, but he flip-flopped. And we have to guard against this same kind of thing. At the church, sometimes we are very brave and our faith is very strong. But when we're out in the world with our friends, we get weak and puny out there. We're unstable. We do a lot of flip-flopping. We start off well, but later we get weak and we give up. It's flip-flop. One minute we're strong for the truth, and the next minute we're falling for the wrong things. Some are hot, then they get cold, then they get hot again, and then they cool down again. They're unstable. Their faith is not stable. God does not want us to be children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4, verses 12 through 14. He doesn't want us being blown here and being blown there. And that was what was happening to the Galatian churches. Paul wrote to them, and he said in his letter to the Galatians in chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ. There's the truth. You were in the truth. But I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. You're fickle. There's not another gospel, but there be some that would trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any gospel other than that which we have preached unto you, let him be anathema. And then he repeats it in verse 9. Let him be anathema if anybody does that. If anybody causes someone to flip-flop and to change due to false doctrine, then he's going to be destroyed. You know, Paul would say in Galatians 3 and verse 1, who hath bewitched you, O foolish Galatians? Who caused you to flip-flop like that? God does not want us to be wishy-washy. He wants us to be stable. And so we've got to be guarding against this fickle attitude that people have. People in the Bible had it. In James chapter 1, it says in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. God doesn't want us to be unstable. He doesn't want you that way. He doesn't want you flip-flopping and changing, thinking that God's going to answer your prayer, but then flipping after you said the prayer and saying, no, I don't think God's going to answer my prayer. God wants you to be stable. Stableness matters. God wants you to be loyal. And loyalty matters to him. God wants you to be a true disciple, not a wishy-washy person that doubts and has fears and allows that to change his faith. God wants you to have stability. He wants you to be loyal to him each and every day. This is the best thing for you, and it is also the best thing for me. I'm glad to be able to study with you today this very important subject of being unstable and being a person who is fickle and wishy-washy. That's something we definitely want to avoid. And I thank you and appreciate you for tuning in today, and we're glad to have this special time with you today to study about this important thing. If you've never obeyed the gospel, please do that soon. You have heard God's word, now believe it. Not only should you believe God's word, but you should do what it says. Repent of your sins, confess Christ before men, and be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16 all teach these very things that we've said. There is no sinner's prayer in the Bible. You must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, the powerful and wonderful gospel. Thank you for tuning in. We hope to see you next time. And don't be a fickle Christian. God bless.